We have around 130,000 artworks.
Whoa. Now, these aren't the ones that you're talking... Well, you're talking about some of them, though, aren't you?
That's right. So if you are from that 130,000, most of them are works on paper. Right. And we have on staff conservators that look after those particular sort of pictures.
What are they pictures of exactly? I mean, they're sort of landscapes or just...
Well, the Alexander Turnbull Library, it's a research library, and the purpose of its collecting is basically to collect pieces of evidence which tell us something about New Zealand. Now, in a pre-photography era in colonial times, when there weren't photographs, there were sketches, there were watercolours, there were people making maps, representations of the landscape around them. And so that's the overwhelming strength of the Turnbull's drawings, paintings and prints collection.
Right.
Now, of that 130,000, a few hundred, possibly as many as 1,000, are oils. So it's a very small proportion, in fact, of a very large collection.
Now, these oil paintings, are they all portraits or are they a much wider range of
things? Oh, it's a mix. It's primarily portraits and landscapes.
So when you're looking at these, are you interested in both of those forms of oil painting, or are you specifically looking at one particular sort?
No, whether it's a landscape or a portrait, determining factor is, does it need repair? Does it need cleaning?
Mm.
And whether it's a massive large work or a very small work, it's what's achievable in terms of bringing that painting back to its best.
So this isn't an automatic thing. This isn't a thing where they've been sort of being kept clean throughout the last 100 or so years.
No, not at all. In fact, most of the paintings have been gifted to us over the years, like much of the Turnbull collections.
Sure.
Yes, we have a collection budget and we acquire things at auction and through private sales, but most of the material is gifted.
Yeah.
And so, some of the paintings, they've sat for 40 years in the sitting room above the fireplace. So they'll have that kind of staining.
Sure.
Others might have spent a bit of time in a smoky debating chamber, so they're kind of coated in nicotine.
Yeah.
You've got works that perhaps have fallen out of favour in terms of what a family might want to have on their wall.
Right.
So they've ended up in the basement or the attic for decades.
But so when they hand them to you, you don't say, well, that could do with a bit of a clean-up. You just simply say, thanks very much indeed, and you put it away. So clearly somebody has now recently looked at all this stuff and said, this is going to be a much better record if we can actually clean it up a bit.
Well, here's the thing, though. The reason that we accept some of these paintings, because we don't accept everything, is that for research purposes. So you can see the painting.
Mm.
You know, you can see, you know, figures in the corner and a particular style of building, perhaps in the background.
Right.
So that's what a researcher would be looking for.
Mm, understand.
However, in terms of presenting it for exhibition, that's quite a different matter. And we typically don't exhibit many items from the oil painting collection. Although some paintings may not find favour in today's art sensibilities, you know, Victorian paintings, Edwardian paintings, the style of paintings, for many people, they will see them as beautiful works of art. You know, ornate golden frames, intricate brushwork. And those paintings will have a certain appeal.
Well, I think they'd be fascinating for historic and social reasons as much as the artistic one. Who are the painters of these paintings? I mean, I guess there's a wide range, but I'm guessing they're not necessarily artistically significant. They're just people
Some of them are.
Oh, really?
Yes, some of them are. Some of them will be well known to New Zealanders. At the signing of the Treaty of Waitangi, the well-known portrait of Michael Joseph Savage, some people will see those works and think, oh, wow, that really is a real painting, because they've seen them published in magazines and things like that over the years.
Sure.
The other thing, I mentioned a couple of those two paintings, neither of them are damaged. And neither of them, I don't think, are a special need of a clean. What we do want to do is glaze them so that we can lend them to other institutions. And glazing of a very large painting costs a lot of money.
Well, now, this is another thing, too, because you're not, in fact, talking about restoration as we know it.
No, not at all.
You're talking about essentially cleaning, glazing, framing, that sort of thing.
And in some cases, some repair. Sometimes the canvases have come to us. They've got tears in them, scratches, dents. Now, that's the kind of thing that can be repaired, but it is specialist work. In the conservation world, one typically doesn't talk about restoring a painting.
That's a very specific thing, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think in the news recently, in other parts of the world, we've seen some
disastrous,
you know, hilarious and horrendous, you know, versions of restoration.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not about touching up a painting to make it fix it up in terms of its aesthetic qualities. It's about doing repair work. The one area where restoration probably is a good word to use is on the frames. Now, often times a painting might not be worth especially much money. And, you know, can be cleaned relatively straightforward, but the frame has been, you know, plaster frames have been heavily, heavily damaged. The frame would be worth more to the painting and certainly cost way more than the painting in terms of, in that case, restoring it.
So this is a new process, isn't it? This is a new project, basically. Somebody has clearly gone in one day, fairly recently, and said, let's do this up. Is that so that you can show them to the public, or just because it's a good thing to do?
Well, the idea actually came from the Turnbull Endowment Trust. So the Turnbull Library is part of the National Library, so we're funded by government. For our core business. We have never considered cleaning or repairing oil paintings as core business in terms of you know, the money needed to do it. People could see the works for research purposes, but they weren't acquired for the purposes of exhibition. So there is another entity called the Turnbull Endowment Trust, which has existed since 1934. To give the library a helping hand from time to time. And we have a largely new bunch of trustees on that trust. And they basically said to us, what can we do that would add value and would be really helpful? And this notion of, we took them into our painting store and said, well, you know, these paintings seldom get seen. Because they need a clean or they need repair, and it would be, and we don't fund that. So if you think you could craft a campaign around that, it would be marvellous to see those paintings really looking their best.
You have another sort of sub-scheme, if you like, called, what's it called, Paintings in Perpetuity.
Well, this is it.
And Paintings in Perpetuity requires individual people to select a painting? Is that how it works?
Yes, we, we in the library, we've selected some works, certainly not a full range, but a few early examples, photographed them, provided them to the trust, the photographs, so that they could put them on their website. And people can go to that website and think, oh, I would love to be associated with that painting. And they'll get in touch with the trust, and the trust will look at how much it would cost to do certain works to it, you know, whether it's cleaning or repair or framing or glazing, and then come back to the sponsor, if you like, and say, well, that painting falls into this price bracket, which could be anything from a few hundred dollars through to $2,000, $5,000. For seriously damaged large paintings, you're looking at $10,000, $15,000 plus. But they come in all sorts of price brackets. And the early signs of interest is that people will identify a certain painting and say, oh, my great-grandmother or great-great-grandmother arrived on that boat. or you know, lived in that part of the country, and so they'll say, oh gosh, you know, that might even be their house in the background. And so there's a personal connection there for some of them.